My Turkish and Kurdish friends, listen careful to what I'm going to tell you. You are no enemies with each other, but it's the enemy within who dresses up as Turkish soldiers to kill Kurds and kidnap their children. And they also dress up like PKK Kurdish fighters to kill Turks for Erdogan's divide and conquer strategy. These are called false flag operations, where they pretend to be someone else, killing in his name under his banner. This enemy of mankind appears in the Quran, and they are the true pharaohs of Egypt, who still live and exist today, and call themselves Freemasons nowadays. You must listen careful, because Pharaoh's going to kill all Muslims and Turks in Europe and put them in concentration camps, just as they did with the Jews. And if Muslims continue to think that the Jews control the world, you will miss out the real enemy and lose the war and your lives. The Freemasons have even infiltrated the PKK and the Grey Wolves, Bozkurtlar. And of course, the Turkish army belongs to them too. So wake up, my Turkish and Kurdish brothers and sisters. Wake up if you love your children. My dear Grey Wolf brothers of the Bozkurtlar, Erdogan is a wolf in sheep clothes and a true pharaoh who's better friends with Obama, Putin, Merkel, and the Pope than he is with the Turkish people. And here in his palace, there's the sun hieroglyph of the pharaohs here. And this here is the octagon of the Templars, the Nazi Templars. Watch my film Octagon, the Empire of Darkness. And here, watch my film, The Pharaoh Show. You can see it there. So here is a close-up look. This is the sun hieroglyph here of Pharaoh. And he knows it when he built the palace. He's a pharaoh. Erdogan has won the trust of the Turkish people by creating more jobs and wealth, just as Hitler did. He also creates the same Hitler Germanic ambience by reviving the pan-Ottoman Empire with costumes, parades, and shows. The same Nazi agenda idea for trust in the leader as a good night story to have the people close their eyes, ready to sleep. Mr. A. Crispin, a former classmate, says that Erdogan always had a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf in school. Be aware, people, Hitler is back. And a large war is developing, and he's gonna kill his beloved Turks, just as Hitler killed and terrorized his beloved Germans, and have 1 million non-Jewish Germans killed in the concentration camps. Erdogan is a New World Order Freemason dictator and an aristocratic pharaoh. And the Turks too have their nobility, called Sultan, Caliph, Khan, Effendi, Aga, Shah, Khedive, Pasha, and even princes and princesses. And just as in Europe, everything belonged to them. So you really think they just left it all and went away? No, this is the old world order who became the new world order, of whom you can see Erdogan's old Freemason pass here. And all Turkish and worldwide nobility are the descendants of the pharaohs from ancient Egypt. He even says it himself here, and a message to his worldwide New World Order pals. Either you follow Pharaoh or you follow Moses. Now, what does this subliminal secret message say? Well, it says you either follow Pharaoh and the New World Order Mason rule, who came out of the old world order, Pharaonic debility, or you follow Moses, the religion, laws of God. So either you're with Pharaoh and the new world order, or you're against it and you will die. This is Erdogan's hidden message, with which he's openly laughing in the Turks' faces. And watch his Freemason hand with a thumb not naturally bent in front of his fingers. And again, now with both hands and both fingers, stick them up. And again, some Freemason hand, and here. Hey, you can see some more. The signs of power, it says. Here you can see the bomb go off in Istanbul last year, 2015, at the Sultan Ahmet Square, indicating Sultan's pharaonic nobility, because the obelisk is a symbol of death and satanic sacrifice to collect the souls, thus knowing who really was behind the so-called suicide attack. And this is a real original pharaonic obelisk. The whole world and every single country in the world is being ruled by Pharaoh. And every single politician is a Freemason of the pharaonic nobility, including Turkey. Or did you really think they let Islamic Turkey in the NATO? If Islamic Turkey wouldn't be already in their hands. It is not without reason that Freemasons have a checkerboard floor, because it's a chess game, really, anticipating 10 moves ahead. Therefore, this is a real smart move by Pharaoh Erdogan, knowing Muslims will take this as a confession to present these ones here, as referred to as the enemy of mankind. So nobody will think of the real enemy within, which is the pharaonic nobility and their Freemason aristocracy. So Pharaoh Erdogan puts people in prison only for writing books, like Mr. Ergun Poyraz here, who got sentenced to 29 years in prison for writing a book about Erdogan. Sounds like Switzerland, where you disappear in torture detention facilities for years for historical documentaries on YouTube. And by the way, Switzerland is the base of Pharaoh and their Templars, where they hide their tax evasion money stolen from the Turkish people. Switzerland was founded by the Templars in the year of the Crusades, when passing through Turkey in 1291. And Switzerland is the biggest enemy of everyone who wants to be free in Turkey. This is a long story for which you must see all my historical documentaries on my other channel, Giure, G-I-U-R-E-H. Switzerland is the base of Shaitan and Dajjal, the biggest enemy of mankind. But it takes time to understand it all, because deception is the devil's biggest weapon. King Erdogan makes a lot of Freemason signs and gestures, and Freemasonry has been established in Turkey since hundreds of years, since 1700, just as anywhere else in the world. And here you can see the Templar's symbol. And the Turkish flag also has the colors of the Templars, red and white. So it's octagonal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 of these arrows here, 8 corners in it. So he's one of the Templars, and he works for Switzerland, the base of the Templars. And here again, the octagon symbol here of the Templars, of the Turkish police. Octagon of the Swiss Nazi Templars rules the Turkish police. Octagon, here you can see it, it's octagonal. and the octagon of the Nazi Templars in Erdogan's $750 million palace. So who's ruling Turkey, eh? Here you can see it, octagon, octagon, everywhere. And the octagon on a British police bobby hat. All the polices in the world are the Octagon Templars. See my video, Octagon, the Empire of Darkness. King Erdogan had his pharaonic palace built for $750 million with Masonic and Octagon Templar symbols in it. Pharaoh's palace of the New World Order, descendants of the Old World Order, while people are starving and jump off bridges to flee their misery. Recep Erdogan also has his own propaganda team with crisis actors, so he can make the people love him. Just as Hitler did, or Obama does. Or like Switzerland, portraying itself as clean, neutral, and innocent. So, on December 25th, 2015, on a Friday, the Muslim holy day of prayer, sly Erdogan had one of his crisis actors playing a suicide bridge jump in Istanbul, when conveniently passing by at the very same time in his black presidential limousine, playing the father and the good shepherd of the republic, persuading him to jump another day. Later on, the crisis actor, Bosporus bridge diver, appeared to be one of his own MIT agents of the Turkish secret police and most likely a trained assassin. For his king, Pharaoh Recep Erdogan. Let's do the Freemason oval of the Isis womb together to give birth to the new Hitler, shall we? So we better all jump off that train if you don't want to end up with your family in a Swiss FEMA concentration camp.